Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, from Round Valley, the finale of the saga of Lasik Indian Lucy Young, who, in 1863, when she was 10 years old, fled from soldiers and from white men who trafficked in Indian children. Her story was collected in 1940.
You ask about father. He got killed and brother in soldier war before soldiers captured us. 3 days fight, 3 days running. Just blood, blood, blood. We had young man cousin got shot side of head, crease him, all covered his blood, everything. We help him to water, wash off, no die. That night all our women come to camp. I ask mother, you see my father, big brother? Yes, she say, both two of them dead. I want to go see. Mother say, no. White people want our land, want destroy us, break and burn our basket, break our pounding rock, destroy our ropes, no snares, no deerskin, flint knife, nothing. All long, long ago, my white man die. My children all die but one. Oldest girl, she married, went way off, flew take rest 'em. Oldest girl die few years ago, left girl, she married now, got little girl, come see me sometimes. All I got left, my descendants. About 25 years ago, I marry Sam. Marry him by preacher. Sam, he's a good man. Hayfork Indian. Talk little different to us people, but can understand it. We get old age pension, buy a little place in Round Valley. Keep our horses, keep cow, keep chickens, dogs, cats too. We live good. I hear people tell about what Indian do early days to white man. Nobody ever tell it what white man do to Indian. That's the reason I tell it. That's history. I seen it myself. In early days, everywhere you travel was good water. Every since cattle, sheep been come in, they trump, spoil water. Too much stock make Indian hard time, eat all grass down, can't gather seed. White people talk about hard time. I never see it yet, this country round valley. Once long ago, hard winter, too much long snow, rain, can't get nothing to eat. People begin to eat their deerskin, had pepperwood nuts gathered. Each of us little ones get 4 pepperwood nuts for supper. Swinge hair off, blister skin by fire. It all swell up, look like bread rising, then eat. Every 2 days, they eat like this. That's only hard time, I see. When snow going off, father went out. Can't walk far, too weak, eat nothing. Find big white fungus on black oak. He bring it home. Pound it fine, heat up rock, put in water, cook in basket. Then find long grass under trees, dry it, basket over fire, pound it for pinole. Got no roots, pound manzanita berries, stone and all, make pinole. On Mad River, white oaks have black moss, pound it out, squeeze it out, cook it thick, taste like acorns. Pretty black, but glad to eat. Wolf starving, too. Catch deer down in deep snow. Wolf eat buck meat too much. Throw it up. Our people find it, wash it off, cook it, eat it. That's what I call hard winter. You've been listening to the recollections of Lucy Young.
To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums, libraries, and historical societies. A full listing of Mendocino County Remembered episodes and selected audio archives can be found at lindapack.net. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.